Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. We've had some key elections around the country and, of course, here in Charlotte. Pat Cannon was victorious in the race for Charlotte mayor over his Republican challenger, Edwin Peacock. Governor Chris Christie was reelected in New Jersey. The race for governor in New Jersey and Virginia suggests the Republican Party has its work cut out in reining in the vociferous voice and obstructionist agenda of the Tea Party. My conservative friend and radio talk show host, Henry Hollingshead, is here with me this morning to talk about this week's elections and what it portends for the 2014 midterms. We're talking local and national politics here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
All right, Henry, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Ron, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We had an exciting week around the country. There were elections held for governor. And, of course, here in Charlotte, we have a new mayor, my friend and co-worker Pat Cannon. And I am so excited about his opportunity to lead our great city here.
Oh, we're very excited for him.
Absolutely.
We really want the thing to work out for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know of anyone that the election's over, everything is done, he's got 100% support. He is the chosen one. All right.
The chosen one?
It's time to lead us. It's time to lead us. He's been given a clean, pretty good working city.
Yeah.
And, keep it going. I think Mayor Fox did an exceptionally good job, and I want to thank him for his leadership.
Is this coming from a conservative?
Oh, I think he's done a good job.
All right.
No, he has.
Yeah,
he's kept the place clean. He's kept the kids in school. He's kept the cops on the street and the trolley cars running.
Absolutely.
What more is there to do?
We have an absolutely beautiful city. Coming from New Jersey, back in 2005, I relocated here, and I was just in awe. As you've indicated, the city is clean.
It is.
And it's just a beautiful place. And I guess that's why they call it the Queen City.
No, but it's a good reason.
Now, we had some national elections. And
well, not national. State elections.
State, yeah, of course.
Nationally.
Yeah. Virginia was quite fascinating.
Unbelievably fascinating. Over 2 million votes cast.
Yeah.
Terry McAuliffe won by 56,500 votes.
Yeah, 48% of the vote.
When on the October 1st, he had a 13-point lead. They spent, I think it was $18 million more dollars. President Obama showed up a couple times to run for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary showed up a couple times to get in. Bill showed up like 20-some-odd times to help this guy, and it was a walk in the park. October 1st,
but that was the consensus.
This guy had it done.
That was the consensus of the pundits.
Oh, no.
Chattering class.
No. They're so good with polls now, Ron. We learned that last time around.
You learned that last time.
They are so accurate, and that's why when he had a 13-stroke lead on October 1st, there was no way that the Republican,
Cuccinelli.
Cuccinelli, yeah. There's a thesaurus moment. Cuccinelli, there's no way this guy could have won. The only reason that Kerry McAuliffe hung on was because Northern Virginia was not accepted, did not get the insurance notices like the rest of the state. Wait a minute. Look at the vote in the state. If this would have been 1 week later, Cuccinelli would have won it.
I don't think so. And I do think that what harmed Cuccinelli and what buffered Lee McCullough's ability to win that election is because that northern part, particularly in the Fairfax County,
right.
That is, you know, we're talking about workers who actually travel to Washington, D.C. And so with the government shutdown, that had an absolute devastating effect on individuals who had to travel. You're talking about individuals who were significantly impacted by the government shutdown. And so that was going into the voting booth with those voters.
Virginia,
no question about
Virginia
it.
Virginia is very, very much like Chicago or Illinois. You have Illinois, you have Chicago, and if they get motivated, they can run the state. That's exactly what happened in Virginia. The area around Washington, D.C. that got insurance from the government that was not affected by Obamacare, that had the union support, and they weren't affected by the letters sent out. The 76,000 letters that went out to the southern and western part of the states, and from the exit polls, those people voted for Cuccinelli. 53% said Obamacare was terrible. 46% said it was. And if it had been two more weeks, he never would have won. Those letters are killing you.
Well, until Obama apologizes,
you're done.
Well, here's the deal. My side of the political spectrum are not so impacted by the scare tactics of the Republican parties and even by information that's coming out about these letters. And I find it amazing. I find it interesting. And I know that you bought in some. And go ahead and read.
This is the letter. This is the letter that was sent to me by our government.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I just want to say my policy was issued by the government. I had a government policy. It cost me $575 a month. It was issued by, I got it through the, I have illnesses. And so I got it through Inclusive Health. It was totally wiped out by our government because I didn't have maternal care. I didn't have prenatal care. I didn't have drug therapy. I had chiropractic care. I had eyeglass care, and I had a dental plan. I have none of that now.
Was that a government-run facility?
No, it wasn't a government-run.
We're talking about private industry, aren't we?
Yeah, but it was okayed by the government to sell it to me.
But I thought you were a free marketeer. I thought you were an extoller of the free market.
I couldn't get one in the free market. But they allowed me to buy this plan, so I did. My price went from $575. Good plan. I had no problems. I should be able to keep my plan. That was what was promised. The last time it was promised was on September 26th. You already have health care. You don't have to do anything. That's what
okay.
was said.
All right.
Goes to $9.94 a month less care higher deductible.
Henry, you are reflective of a lot of individuals who have been holding up these letters indicating a significant problem with this issue. I want to read something that I find quite fascinating because, again, you are reflective of what we've been hearing. Regarding that thing about various insurance companies canceling policies, what concerned trolls in the press, and especially the Tea Party Republicans, what they won't tell you is that insurance companies are now required by law to offer new policies to customers that comply with mandatory benefits in the ACA, Affordable Care Act. Benefits that aren't included in cheap, pointless junk policies. Bargain basement policies with practically non-existent benefits will now be replaced with similarly affordable coverage that includes expanded benefits, including the well-known elimination of lifetime and annual limits, free preventive checkups, and more. Now, due to the Affordable Care Act, Americans buying or replacing insurance policies will easily qualify for affordable health exchange plans with considerably greater benefits and significantly lower deductibles. This is a fact. Now,
I'll tell you what a fact is. When you get up and you say, if you have health care and you don't want to change, we're not going to make you change. That's the fact. This is an asterisk on that. Okay? Well, but this is thought up by somebody who is trying to, who lied. This was a flat lie.
Well, first
and
of all,
now
first
we're
going
to try and cover it.
Your anger is misdirected. If you're going to be angry at anyone, you ought to be angry at your insurance company. As you've indicated in the past, you are an extoller of the free market. This is private industry. You often accuse President Obama of being a dictator and a socialist. Well, what we have here, I mean, if we want to go down that road, we don't have a dictator forcing your insurance company to change their...
Now, what you're saying is that I have to take, because you think I need it, because you, you think that I need it. I need prenatal care.
Well, I'm not
That's
saying...
That's what you're saying. Why do I need prenatal care, Ron?
Well, you might want to turn around and look in the mirror and find out why you need it.
Yes, well, I am going to give birth to a six-pack probably in a week or two.
Before we die, here's a very interesting article.
How about the Washington Post that gave him four Pinocchios?
Okay, listen, let me finish my point here.
Okay, I'm just saying. Washington Post.
This is an article about an individual who wrote in, complained about the disastrous Affordable Care Act, and they selectively forgot to actually mention that there are not just horror stories out there, but there are positive stories out there. The writer goes on to say, Sunbee wrote that she received a letter from United Healthcare announcing the cancellation of her insurance policy. She was advised to seek a different plan from the ACA exchange in California, known as Cover California. However, she claimed that there aren't any insurance plans in the exchange that are accepted by both her primary care doctors at University of California, San Diego, and her oncologist at Stanford, thus forcing her to choose one or the other.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Sunbee wasn't shoved into this predicament because of the Affordable Care Act law forced her insurance provider out of the ballgame. United Healthcare, one of the most notorious insurance providers before the Affordable Care Act was passed, responsible for canceling policies and penalizing customers, decided to voluntarily bail out of the individual insurance game as a matter of corporate strategy. In doing so, it could avoid taking on less healthy customers early in the exchange sign-up process, forcing other insurers to absorb the risk. Clever and sinister, all at the same time. End quote.
Okay, now here's what happens when you don't read a bill. Okay? When you are encouraged to get up, as Pelosi did, and say, just pass it so we can get past the fog of the bill. All this stuff was in the bill. All these contradictions were in the bill. If someone would have read the bill, if they would have gotten up, anybody at any time, and said, you can keep your health insurance, but we think it's going to go down the hill because we have these companies that we're going to close down, that we're going to make sure your policies are going to change, and we're going to decide how your policies are going to look. And if you have a good policy that we deem passable, you get to keep it. But if we think it's not, we're going to do something about it. That's
well, here,
a lot different,
well,
Ron, than saying if you already have health insurance, you don't have to do anything.
Here's the problem with your analysis here. We're talking about an opportunity to make sure that 35 million Americans have health coverage. That's really the bottom. Well, let me finish.
All right. Bottom
line is really a moral question. As one of the richest nations in this country, what are we going to do to ensure that millions of Americans who don't have affordable health care get access to affordable health care? Healthcare, because up until this point, the businesses, the private industries that you are extolling are the same industries that, for instance, not only were HIV positive Americans denied insurance due to rules against pre-existing conditions, but rape victims who were prescribed anti-AIDS drugs as a preventative measure were also denied coverage. That's what the insurance industry was doing prior to the ACA. A Pennsylvania man who lost his insurance after being fired was denied coverage because he had a defibrillator implanted in his heart. William Kohler died at the age of 57 when his defibrillator battery ran out because he couldn't afford the surgery to replace it. The Affordable Care Act deals with that issue. Insurance customers with serious conditions like brain tumors face premiums, copays that nearly doubled following diagnosis. And that's after the insurance companies often refuse to cover certain procedures. Before the passage of the Affordable Care Act, an estimated 105 million Americans were covered by policies that place lifetime limits on benefits, forcing too many of them to forego life-saving procedures because insurance companies refused to continue paying bills. One more. 2009 Harvard study determined that 45,000 Americans died each year due to a lack of affordable health insurance. That's a new 911 every month.
Okay, now, here are a few facts.
If you are
a single person and you make less than $11,400 a year, you do not qualify for insurance. You don't have insurance. You don't qualify for insurance. The only thing you get is you get a break on having to pay the penalty. That's all you get.
That's not true. In the exchange,
Ron, I was down yesterday.
I know.
That's why I'm trying to tell you, man. I was down yesterday. This is the guidelines, the poverty guidelines that were given to me because I asked.
Okay.
This is exactly what they give. Listen, what I'm saying is this. You might be right. They might be wrong. But I'm telling you, they're telling everybody that comes in the door exactly what I am telling you.
Well, that is the problem. And one of the interesting things about what we've been discovering is that insurance companies who are literally making every effort to steer people away from going into the exchange. The individual making $11,000 right now most will qualify for some policy in the exchange. That is the whole purpose of the Affordable Care Act, to ensure people who could at least qualify in the regular market, in the individual market. That's the difference here, Henry.
I was given this information by the guider, not the person selling the insurance. The person that takes the information and
are you saying that came from the ACA?
Yes. Here it is, right there.
You don't have to throw it at me.
I'm sorry. We're in a desk here, and he's on the other side. Yes. No, I did not mean to throw it to you.
Okay.
Whenever I'm right, I like to prove the point. I don't have to throw a thing.
Is that right?
Yes, right.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I am. Okay, I don't have time to properly evaluate that,
but what I will suggest to you is, again, going back to a question that we as Americans must ask ourselves,
and that is,
being the richest nation in the country, being 26 behind most industrialized countries in the world in terms of our health care, it's a moral question we must ask ourselves. If, for instance, individuals who perhaps got into a really catastrophic event in terms of a car accident, for instance, and he finds himself in the emergency room, and that visit is costing him $1,500 or more, that cost is passed on to the American taxpayer. And what we are trying to address here is the opportunity for the country to make a moral decision about, first of all, making people responsible for their own health care, and secondly, giving people access to affordable health care coverage.
The concept is a good idea. No one can argue with the fact that everyone should have health care. This is the bottom line. This entire thing got through the Congress, got through the Senate on such a close vote that it would never have passed in 100 years.
The opinion is if he didn't lie,
it would not have passed. You would not have gotten the 218 votes up front pass it.
I am not going to suggest that he lied. I think that there was a messaging problem.
Do you think he should apologize?
Let me finish this. I'm not going to ask him to apologize for anything. The point is, we are making an effort to provide health care, affordable health care, to millions of Americans. Now, there's a difference, and if we look at what he was actually saying, now whether or not he parsed his words is immaterial. Most of the people in this country have an opportunity to keep the health care that they enjoy. We're talking about a difference between the individual home market, which makes up less than 5% of the insurance market, and we're talking about the rest of the country, most 96% of the country who have health care coverage through their employers. We have an opportunity, just like myself, we get the opportunity to keep our insurance. It's the individual market, which makes up less than 5% of that insurance market. That's clarity.
If you read the actual insurance policies, which are out there, that have been canceled, and you look at the insurance policies that have been written by businesses, you will find that they are actually, when they get down to the people, the same thing. The reason that the screaming isn't just totally out of control is because businesses got a one-year pass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's why when those come up next year just before the election, if they don't stop this thing, it's not going to work. Because for the next year,
but
you're going to hear is what's coming.
See, what I require is a bit of honesty. We act as if that this wasn't an ongoing situation, healthcare industries dropping insurance policies. In fact, 14,000 people a day in 2009, 2010, 14,000 people a day were being dropped by the insurance companies.
Right.
That's as a matter of policy. That's what the Affordable Care Act is addressing, Henry.
You dropped 3.7 million between October 1st and today and didn't give them because of policy.
But that's not, but Henry, where you're being dishonest is those individuals have an opportunity to go into the exchange and, yes, you do.
Yeah, that is double the rate. Yeah, well, at double the rate.
But you just said you don't, Henry. You just said you don't. What my point is, folks are being dishonest here. You can't in one breath saying you get receiving cancellation notice and then conveniently forget to tell us that you have an option to go into the exchange and have an opportunity to choose from a bevy of different types of plans.
If I am told, if you already have health care, you don't have to do anything. And I am told that from day one, the last time that was said was September 26th.
Who do you have health care through? What is your insurance company?
I don't have it now.
Okay, why
it's
don't
got
you have
canceled.
So who canceled you?
The government canceled
it. The government didn't cancel you. Your insurance company canceled you.
Because it did not meet the government standards.
Okay, so what the individuals that
inclusive.
The individuals that you spoke to, Henry, did they direct you to the government exchange?
No.
Okay, so you have
they couldn't get on.
No, you have an opportunity.
No, they couldn't get on.
Listen. Listen, you have an opportunity to go into the government exchange, to choose from a bevy of plans that fits your needs. You just indicated to me a couple of minutes ago that you were canceled. And I am telling you, the Affordable Care Act gives you an opportunity to take the plan that you didn't have and go into a better plan through the exchange.
Okay, so I'm going to have a plan. How about the price, Ron? Is the price going to be the same?
Henry, did you go into the exchange?
Is the price going? I couldn't get on, Ron.
Okay.
They couldn't get on.
So
the best they could give me was they went through Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
So you contradicted yourself. You indicated a few minutes ago that the individual walked you through and you indicated to me that you weren't able to go into a plan.
Yes.
Come on, you can't be both ways, Henry.
Let me tell you how they do it. They sit you down. They get all your information from you. All right? They explain to you what you can and can't get. And then they say, we can't get on, so we're going to move you to someone else. That's exactly what they do, Ron.
Okay.
They take all the information so they have the application marked.
Okay.
Then they don't get on the website. They turn you over to somebody else.
Have you used the telephone?
They give you the same thing.
Have you used the phone option?
I've tried.
Okay. And have you walked in personally and you did that as well?
I was right there.
Okay.
I spent all day. In fact, I even brought my son down with me.
Well, now listen, I am not going to deny that there has been a botched rollout plan of the Affordable Care Act, at least through the website. But we are. At least through the website.
Right.
We already know that since 2010, when this policy had gone into existence, kids who are on their parents' plans until they're 26, there has been a bevy of benefits already and exceeding expectations
now,
at this point.
Now, you have admitted that there is a problem with this rollout.
I've already admitted that.
Okay. And you will admit that they have sent out good, bad, indifferent, however you want to look about it, they canceled. There has been over 3 million health insurance policies canceled.
I can't verify that number. I don't have the information available to me to verify that. But what I will suggest to you.
But my point is this. Why don't you give it a year? Put it on the back burner. Let's give everybody some time. All right? Let's clean up the lie. Let's clean up everything.
It wasn't a lie,
let's
Henry.
However you want to look at it. Let's give everybody a year. 1 year. Let's not penalize anybody. You can't get people in. You can't get the thing organized. It is a mess by your own admission. Let's get these questions settled.
Well, right now,
here's one more fact.
Let me finish it. As Kathleen Sebelia said brilliantly yesterday.
Oh, if this is brilliance, I win. Okay.
I knew that would give you some cockles in your heart.
Thank you very much. Game over. This mercy rule is now in effect.
As she said brilliantly, if we were to halt the process, individuals who are suffering from a bevy of diseases or illnesses, those individuals at this point cannot wait. And so as we're working to meet the November 30th deadline to make sure that this website is up and running properly, we need to make sure that we keep this process rolling. I do want to read this. So when the president said, if you like your insurance, you can keep it, he meant that the law itself wouldn't force you to call up your insurance provider and cancel your policy if you liked it. Nor was he suggesting that an insurance company would be compelled by the law to keep you as a customer for life, irrespective of circumstances. While the law in fact prohibits the cancellation of a plan, if you're suddenly sick or injured, or if you make a mistake on your application, common occurrences before the ACA, you can still lose your plan if you fail to pay your premium or if you lie on your paperwork. That was the issue that we were dealing with before the Affordable Care Act.
When
people being dropped from their plans.
When you speak about waiting, if you go on YouTube and go to the CMA Awards, listen to Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood sing about the Obama administration and the website. Kind of interesting. Democrats who have come out against this thing and said that it's a total and complete debacle. Max Baucus, he said that it was a train wreck, and of course they humiliated him for saying that. Mark Blagojevich, he said it was totally unacceptable. Mary Landrieu, these are all United States Democratic senators.
Right, we have just about a minute left in the show, but I do want to end by suggesting that we be very careful about our analysis of this. I know that you are against the Affordable Care Act. I obviously support the idea and want to see it succeed. We had a botched rollout, but there are entities right now working on the exchange, working on the website, and I do think it will be fixed by November 30th. But I want you to remember this. Right now, young adults can stay on their parents' plan until 26. People with pre-existing conditions can no longer be dropped from their plan. And I remember, Henry, I remember explicitly the day where having acne could actually have you drop from your insurance plan. So when there was a debilitating disease in your family, insurance companies would be dropping you. They would scour the application to find a reason not to pay for your health coverage. Those days are over.
Ron, it's just, you have to be truthful with people, and we haven't been truthful with people.
I am telling you, the president was not lying. He's indicated that, and I do think that he should have been a bit more clearer in his pronunciation of this issue, and unfortunately he wasn't, but let's not forget the larger point.
Do you think he should apologize?
No, let's not forget the larger point, and that is we are making an effort as a country to address an issue that has gone back 70-plus years. That is what we need. And we as a country need Republicans and Democrats to work together in solving this problem as opposed to destroying the opportunity, a huge opportunity for a country as rich as ours with all the vast resources that we have. I cannot understand why anyone would oppose making sure that people have access to affordable care. And with that, we have to close.
Thanks.
We are done. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I want to thank my conservative friend Henry Hollingshead for coming in this morning to discuss and debate the issues impacting our great city and, of course, our country. Although we have some enormous differences on the political and social issues, our robust debate demonstrates that we can be passionate about our principal positions and still maintain decorum and respect for each other. And I think the Tea Party could learn quite a bit from this kind of discussion. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. This show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.